Welcome to our Politics in Review podcast. A new McLaughlin and Associates poll from Alabama finds a new leader in the Senate race and suggests the early favorite might not even qualify for the runoff. The McLaughlin ballot test finds Black Hawk Down pilot and Alabama defense business owner Mike Durant, leading former Business Council of Alabama president and CEO Katie Britt, 34-32%, with U.S. Rep. Mo Brooks, who carries former President Donald Trump's endorsement, trailing with just 18% support. It will be difficult for Mr. Brooks to reverse course and climb back into the top tier before the Alabama primary on May 24th. If no one reaches the 50% plateau, the top two finishers will advance to a June 21st runoff election. Former Oklahoma Democratic Congresswoman Kendra Horn, who represented the Oklahoma City District for one term before losing in 2020 to current Representative Stephanie Bice, announced that she will enter the special U.S. Senate election to replace resigning Republican incumbent Jim Inhofe. The move is a curious one in that Oklahoma is strongly Republican, and most observers and analysts feel 2022 will yield a favorable GOP political climate this November. Ms. Horn certainly gives the Democrats a credible standard-bearer, and she will likely become a consensus candidate for the party nomination. Her chances for a general election victory, however, are slim. On the Republican side, it was originally expected that Tulsa Congressman Kevin Hearn would join the Senate field, but such will not be the case. This week, Mr. Hearn announced that he would seek re-election. U.S. Representative Mark Wayne Mullen, former State House Speaker T.W. Shannon, State Senator Nathan Dom, and Inhofe former Chief of Staff Luke Holland, who carries the senator's endorsement, are the leading contenders. Former President Donald Trump endorsed Michigan U.S. Representative Bill Huizenga in the paired Republican primary opposite 18-term Congressman Fred Upton in their campaign to be decided August 2nd. Mr. Upton is one of the 10 House Republicans to support impeaching Mr. Trump over the January 6th uprising. He originally endorsed State Representative Steve Kara opposite Congressman Upton, but redistricting changed the district focus, placing the two incumbents in one seat, and Mr. Kara dropped out. Candidate filing closed in Minnesota for the special election to replace the late Congressman Jim Hagedorn, who passed away in February from cancer. His wife, Jennifer Carnahan, the former Minnesota State Republican Party chair, became a candidate, as did two sitting state representatives and a former state legislature. The special primary election is May 24th, with the special general on August 9th. Republicans are favored to hold the seat. While the Maryland redistricting legal challenges move forward, the state appeals court took action to postpone the state primary. When it became obvious the courts would not finish their review before candidates had to officially file, the high court moved the deadline to April 15th, and transferred the primary election day from June 28th to July 19th. This concludes our Politics in Review podcast. I'm Jim Ellis.